Granny Weatherwax opened her eyes and stared at the ceiling, which was cracked and bulged like a tent. She concentrated on remembering that she had arms, not wings, and didn't need to hop. It was always wise to lie down for a bit after a borrow, to let one's mind get used to one's body. But she knew she didn't have the time.
"Drat the child," she muttered,
and tried to fly onto the bed rail. The crow, who had been through all this dozens of times before, and who considered, insofar as birds can consider anything, which is a very short distance indeed, that a steady diet of bacon rinds and choice kitchen scraps and a warm roost for the night was well worth the occasional inconvenience of letting Granny share its head, watched her with mild interest. Granny found her boots and thumped down the stairs, sternly resisting the urge to glide. The door was wide open, and there was already a drift of fine snow on the floor.
"Oh, bugger," she said.
She wondered if it was worth trying to find Esk's mind. But human minds were never so sharp and clear as animal minds, and anyway, the overmind of the forest itself made impromptu searching as hard as listening for a waterfall in a thunderstorm. But even without looking, she could feel the pack mind of the wolves, a sharp, rank feeling that filled the mouth with the taste of blood. She could just make out the small footprints in the crust, half filled with fresh snow. Cursing and muttering, Granny Weatherwax pulled her shawl around her and set out.